Hi. So I thought I'd have a go at the latest Kinky Sexy questionnaire. Number one, what do you like to be called? I'm known on here as Little Cupcake Baby. But I'm easy, really. I don't mind cupcake or baby or anything. Number two, what is your most impressive party trick? I only have one party trick. I can tie a cherry stalk in a knot with my tongue. So when I get drunk, I do quite show off with that one. Not sure why. Number three, what is the first musical artist you remember hearing? Of favourite childhood artist bands. I can remember as a kid, my mum and dad had a tape cassette for the car and it was soft rock. And there was about five tapes that went with this. So a lot of that old 80s rock music was what I first remember, but the one that really sticks is Queen. Absolutely, yeah. Number four, what did you want to be when you grew up? I think I have a vague memory of wanting to be either a scientist or an astronaut when I was about six, but I think after that age, I never really knew. I didn't. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Number five. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? No, I don't. Well, not that I know of. Number six. Favourite smell? That's really hard, actually. You could say things like my mum's perfume or the aftershave my dad wears. Or like favourite foods. Foods that remind me of places, of people, of... Oh God, that... Pass. I can't pick a favourite. How did you find GWA? I actually can't remember. I was on a post, as I often do on Reddit. I read a lot of the comments and then I'm like, oh, there's a link, click it. And I just fall headfirst into this giant rabbit hole. I think that's how I came across the name. And I was like, oh, audios, what are these? And I was reading the tags and I thought, what? And I had a little listen and I was hooked. And that just kept bringing me back. But I can't remember how I found it or where the link came from. Number eight. What is your favourite kind of audio? I guess it depends on my mood. I really do like Daddy Dom ones. I like lots of little girls in there. But I do also like something a bit more serious at times. A bit more dark and dominating rather than that softy. But I guess Dom is a theme here. Has GWA taught you anything about yourself? Have you discovered an unexpected kink? Not on the kink side, but it has definitely taught me that I actually really enjoy taking on different roles and trying to really feel what it is that somebody's written a script, what it is that they had in mind. I've discovered that I really quite enjoy finding that space and trying to fill it. In the way, sorry, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. An unexpected kick. I guess there was one that I listened to. It wasn't for the tags, it was for the person who did it. And I read it and I was like, whoa, that was hot. And in it, he talked about threatening somebody with a knife. And I was like, woof. What sort of qualities draw you to your favourite performers? Generally, it's the sound of the voice, it's the tones and the groans, and if I feel like they feel it, that's definitely what draws me to my favourites. Yeah. Would you ever consider me hating someone from GWA? I am incredibly shy, like, ridiculous. I have got no idea. So that's that. If somebody wrote a script just for you, what would it look like? Again, depending on my mood, depending on the feel of what I'm after or what kind of sexual thoughts are going through my mind, it would all depend on that. But if someone were to write a script just for me, I would like it to be a little bit out there, a little bit not just normal, vanilla, not something that I can just read out, stick a few moans on the end, bish, bash, bash, done. It would have to be something that I really feel like it would have to be I'm lost for a word now. What a dickhead. Yeah, well, I think you're kind of getting the point. Other than here, where is your favourite not safe work subreddit? You know, actually, I haven't really found much. I go on like BDSM advice or communities or whatever. But generally there's nothing not safe for work. Maybe I've just not found that side. Maybe I just found this and got stuck and never left. Okay, I think, oh, bonus, a moan for us, please. Oh, there you go, a little grumbly moan, that'll do. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy your day. Bye.